Beseder, good morning, Rabbi Yisai. We're going to start today, next week, Beis Hashem, we'll learn the halachas of Erev Pesach Shechal v'Shabbos. And what I want to start today is really a little bit more of a background of a topic which is not as detailed in halacha, but I think gives a little bit more of an understanding of how we treat Erev Pesach Shechal v'Shabbos from the aspect that we're sharing. And a little bit, we'll see, it's actually a discussion in halacha which is not brought down really so much in the Shulchan Aruch. It's later achronim, something, one of the main things that we do on Erev Pesach Shechal v'Shabbos. Beis Hashem, next week, we'll go more into the details of, for example, Shalashuddis, which is the main, one of the biggest issues is how you do Shalashuddis. That will be the main topic of next week, with some other details regarding Streifas Chametz and Tanis Becharis and things like that, which we'll get to Beis Hashem. But today, we'll talk about, let's see, how do we treat, what do we do with the, what is really allowed to be left for Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach, in terms of Chametz. So we know, a regular year, you have your Chametz, you have to get rid of the Chametz by the fifth hour of the day. That's the time you get rid of the Chametz, you burn the Chametz, you get rid of it, you stop eating in the fourth hour, you start get rid of the fifth hour, and then you, and that's what you do with Mamash and Erev Pesach. Until then, you can have the Chametz with no restrictions, because what's the problem? You're going to get rid of Chametz, you're going to burn the Chametz on the day of Pesach. Obviously, you don't want to leave too much bread in the house, you know, if you have too much Chametz in the house, you know, your wife won't be happy about that. But in my opinion, you just have to, you get rid of all the Chametz on the time of Biruch Chametz on Erev Pesach. Shabbos, you have a problem, because Shabbos is a little hard to get rid of Chametz. So what do we do then? So here the simpler thing is, let's try to get rid of it the day before. So here's, let's see, the two Gemaras over. Anybody learned Daf Yomi? You learned these two Gemaras very recently. The Gemara number one tells us, that's a Gemara in Psachi Daf Mem Tes. Rameh says, get rid of the Chametz before Shabbos. Seeing from this Mishnah, get rid of everything. No. Chum say you do in Shabbos like you do in a regular year. You do it on the right time. Says, depends what. If it's truma, which is very hard to find people to eat, because only Kohanim, obviously we're not talking about today, as we'll see in a moment, yeah, only Kohanim can eat it, so you have to get rid of it before Shabbos. Chulin, you'll find, if you have a little bit more bread, a little more cake, you bring a friend, you bring a chaver, you'll do a little tish, it'll be good. So you can get that, it differs between truma and chulin. So the Gemara, Tanya, Blazer, Betzolikoimer, once Abba, my father, was Shavis in Yavne, he was there for Shabbos. Vechalar Bosol Yez B'Shabbos. Came the 14th of Nisan on Shabbos. Uvoz Zuni Mimuni Shoyin Gamliel. Zuni Mimuni Shoyin Gamliel came. And Vomai Yigia Yis Tavayas HaChametz. Let's get rid of Chametz. Vallachta Chabu B'Yanus HaChametz. You got rid of the Chametz on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you got rid of Chametz. So you see from here, you can get rid of Shabbos, of the Chametz on Shabbos. That seems to be like the sheet that says you wait for Shabbos. By the way, when I was teaching this in Daf Yomi, pointed out, comes out, it's a very interesting thing. It's just a story. Well, it says, my father, happened to be, it was one Shabbos at some place. It happened to be. It was Erev Pesach. I mean, like, he didn't plan his trips really. He just got stuck in the middle of Erev Pesach. And, you know, he left home and he was in the middle of a trip. You know, it happened to be that day. It was Erev Pesach too. You know, what do you do then? So Rashi really says, that he was there, Shavas Nishta, that's the next word, last words of the Rashi, that he got stuck there, that he wasn't supposed to be there, he was there. Okay, interesting thing. But what you see over here, the Gemara and the Mishnah seems to be a Machlekes, to get rid of before Shabbos, to get rid of on Shabbos, or maybe the difference between Truma and Chulin, but Chulin at least get rid of on Shabbos. And the Gemara, the story we have over here is a story that he got rid of on Shabbos. Now let's go to the Gemara that Yud Gimel, in the beginning of Safek. The verse of the following. The number two. The Tanya, end of the first line. You have to get rid of everything before Shabbos. Get rid of truma. Whatever you have left, you leave over. You leave only two meals. Get rid of everything. Keep two meals to eat on Shabbos, Friday night and Shabbos day. That's what Blazer bin Yehuda Ish Bar Suso says. Shalom Mishua Mishua. Amar Lai, Tairis Lai Sarfa, don't burn the Tairis, Shemim Tzul Lemoichlim. He says, why are you getting rid of it? Leave it for tomorrow. Tomorrow you'll find someone to give him. He says, Nuwa Melankfa, Bikshu Lai Motsu, we tried to find, we couldn't find. Amar Lai Shem Chutzachoy Malanu, maybe they slept behind them with the wall. So the Gemara, then the Gemara goes on and says, what about the Tluyas? The Tluyas are Suffolk. So maybe Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come. And here the Gemara tells us Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to come on Barabbas Shabbos, Avi Yom Tovim. They don't come. Okay. And the Gemara concludes, the Kabbalah Lokha Blasmi Yudish Besus, Shom Yeshua Be Yeshua. So it says over here that what? The Halacha is like him. He said, get rid of everything before Shabbos because we don't find enough people to eat. That's what he said. Okay, so we have over here. How does this fit with the Mishnah and the Gemara and Dafim Tes? L'chor, he goes with the sheet to the holds. You have to get rid of it before Shabbos. Right? And not like the sheet to the holds, he could get rid of it on Shabbos. Even though you speak about Truma, but he didn't mention Cholding. So we don't... The L'chor, it's two different sheets over here. The big problem over here is you get to the Rif. The Rif at number three, and Daf, and when he speaks of Yud Gimel, he says the Rif... He brings his Gemara, serving to Ruiz, to Luis, to Ruiz, to Ruiz, for Shai Moses, just so we know Ruiz, Kedilcha HaBashos, you leave two meals for Shabbos, Tiber HaBloz, Bishwa Tuto, Shalom, Bishwa, Bishwa, Vechen HaLocha. So the Rif brings the second Gemara, says, HaLocha is like that. You get rid of everything, you leave two meals for Shabbos. Comes the Rif later on Daf Mentes, which is Daf Tetzai and Daf Yarif, and he brings his Gemara by the other Gemara. Tanya Om HaBloz, Ben Tzodik, Pam HaChat, Shom HaSab HaBiyam, the story that his father got stuck in the Yam, Nebi Harbo, so he'll be Shabbos. Uba zuno on mimuni shabis shabun gamli. It brings the whole story. Vomei gives one of us a chametz. V'lechta hour biyaros a chametz. He says, get rid of chametz when? On Shabbos. V'kai melon kablos v'atzos, dekai kablos v'ishpatuz, no tahalich has a kafasei. He says, halak as I came, because he goes with Rablos v'ishpatuz, that we said in the earlier Gemara. They go together. Get rid of Shabbos. So, you're showing me, they're bothered. What do you mean? L'chor doesn't fit. The Gemara before talked said about you get rid of it. The Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel is telling us get rid of everything before Shabbos. The Gemara over here says get rid of it on Shabbos. That's the whole story. How do you compare these two things together? That's what the question of the Ran. We'll go straight to the Ran. The Ran number 6, he brings this question, the name of Rabbi Ephraim. If you look at number 6, he brings the Rif. And then he says, Vehi Shivolov, the second line, end of the second line, says the Ran. The hey shield of our Ephraim Zal, hey chikai. Kablos batzodik, kablos b'shutut, highly comparing the two. The abitai to pligi, there's two arguments over here. Pligi b'chulin, u pligi b'truma. The argument regarding chulin, regarding truma. Pligi b'chulin, the rablos b'shutuso. Rablos b'shutus is the first one we learned. Some of the environments, akol afilu chulin, shoy chlim yubin finash shabbos. I mean, that's the Gemara David Gimel. He says you have to get rid of everything. It doesn't differentiate, it doesn't say only truma. He gave it everything for Shabbos. Proposed by Tzolkoy Mechulim Bizmanim. Upligi Bechumo. So that's at the most. If everyone is one, do you get rid of Chulim? Number two, what about Chumo? The Blood by Tzolkoy Saw Chumo if you have Shabbos below Shir Klav. So you get rid of Chumo, everything before Shabbos. Positive by Tzolkoy, but then Mesherim Imena Mazel Shtay Sudas. And he says you leave two meals. So says there being a fire in the Rif. How can you compare the two? It seems to be exact opposite. First of all, Chulim, do you leave or you don't leave? If you'd give him up, the Gemara did not say to leave anything in Chulin. Maybe two meals, but not more than that. Gemara and Daf Memtes tells the Chulin you can leave everything you want. That's Chulin. That's a Chorastir. What about Truma? And Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara says, you get rid of everything and just leave two meals. And here it says get rid of everything. It doesn't say to leave two meals. So how do you compare these two things together? That's the question of the Ran. So the Ran goes on to explain the Rif. And he wants to say, no, there's no machlekes over here. Because really when it says that you get rid of truma, it really means, by us, when it says you have to get rid of truma, it means you keep two meals. You have to keep two meals. Because you have to eat on Shabbos a meal. That's what it means to get rid of truma. If you look a little bit, let's just read a few lines over here to go into the Ran. The fact that you didn't say you keep two meals, that's not true. Every time he says get rid of everything, it means keep two meals. You always have to keep a meal for Shabbos. That's for sure. That's what he goes on to say. That's clear. And then he goes on, if you go to the end of this run, and he says, all he's talking about is truma. So says the Ran, you're right. All when he paskin halacha, like the Gemara in David Gimel, is only gabi truma. Because that's the same thing. But chulim is not paskin that way. He's talking only about truma and abar chulim. Which for us, is only chulim again. So according to this, chulin could be, you get rid of the whole thing for Shabbos. Says the Rambam, look at the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say that. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam is number 5. The left side of the page on the bottom. The Rambam says, Chal arba asur liyos b'Shabbos. Boitki mes ha-chometz b'lei le'ev Shabbos. If arba asur falls on Shabbos, you do dikas chometz on Thursday night. By the way, we'll get to that position next week. You do with a bracha. Usually when you do early dikas chometz, you don't do a bracha. But here you have to do a bracha. You leave the chametz until the 14th to eat it. The man to eat it. Everything else get rid of. Make sure you have only the chametz you need for Shabbos. Everything else you get rid of. If you have left enough chametz, then you mevatel the kufel of kliyim, which at the rishon mevarer you can't get it burnt. You can't burn it, so you have to keep it for Pesach to burn it. But the Rambam tells you over here, you get rid of everything except what you need. So says the Rambam, that's not like the Rif, because according to the Rif, we said the Chulin, you can have everything until Shabbos. Look at the Ravid right away. The Ravid argues with the Rambam. It says the Ravid, because the Ravid, Harav loy kosek elo b'truma, who should revive the Mashiach. Meaning he's holding the Rif, only by truma, you get rid of it. Aval b'chulin, ain't revive kum, and 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 revive kum. The rabbi has a different way to explain the two gemaras, but I'm going to just say that he's not speaking about chulin. But in chenami, he learns like the Ran Aloch Lomaise, that chulin, you can leave any chometz you want for Shabbos, you can read it on Shabbos. That's what the Ran learns, that's what the rabbi learns. The Rambam disagrees. Rambam says you have to get rid of everything before Shabbos except two things. The Bis Yosef, number seven, he comes to answer the river Dilifanis. First of all, he disagrees with the Ran. That what? That the Riv is talking only about Truma. Says the Bais Yosef, Truma b'zman hazeh. We don't have Truma b'zman hazeh. And the Riv is giving halacha l'maisa, what we should do. He's saying halacha is by Truma that you can use. Who cares about Truma? It's not going to get to us. So he says, of course the Riv is talking about Chulin. If you look at the Bais Yosef at number 7, let's look at the Bais Yosef. You know, let's see it inside. V'dvar v'tmuim v'einai. The way the Ran explained that the Rif is talking only about Truma, but Bechulin you could leave it. How can it come unto mind? You don't have Truma today. Right? We don't do it. Although I didn't see you over here. Let me put you for the share with you the screen. Here we are. So says over here the Bais Yosef. We're not talking. Why are we talking about Truma? Over here in number 7. So he says the figure nearly the Adomah Ablozish Betus Mivayin Sakol Fnei Shabbos. So how you can explain the Gemara in Yud Gimel that says get rid of everything? We talk about Truma. Achuli Namikai. So the Bais Yosef in the Gemara over there is not only Truma, it's also Chuli. It's also Chuli. The same thing by Truma. You leave a little bit of the food you need, it applies to Chulin as well. And that's what he says. The holds, you get rid of everything, you get rid of it, not leaving anything. But if you hold, you leave for Chulin too. So that's what he says. Now, if you skip to the bottom, he says, you get rid of everything before Shabbos, you leave 2 meals for Shabbos. He learns that the Rif is like the Rambam. The way the Tur learns, that's how he learns the Rishon, brings a right to that. So he mainly says the Bais Yosef, they understand that Chulin, you get rid of everything except 2 meals. So you have your big machlokes. The Ram learns that according to the Rif, you don't get rid of everything except 2 meals. You get rid of, chulin you can keep. Chulin you can keep. The Bais Yosef learns that the Rif is like the Rambam. And the way the Rif learns is that you do get rid of everything except 2 meals. The Rambam holds you get rid of everything except 2 meals. The Rambam argues in him. So we have your big machlekas. What do you do with the chametz? You keep only 2 meals or you do more than that? That's a big machlekas over here. There's 2 more answers over here I want to say because we want to get to how we do today. Well, the stats look very interesting based on that. 2 other answers. How do you explain what the Rif says that he passes like 2 gemaras that seem to contradict each other? What can he keep? What he can't keep? So the Bach says number 8. The Bach says V'la'nis da'iti nearly ashiv. The Sirli Abayna Demayna Nivsik Alokha Chulim Bezmanum Ritzulim Bezmanum Namishavir Dami. You could choose, if you want to, get rid of it on Shabbos. You could do. You don't have to do it before Shabbos. Even though you are allowed to get rid of the Chometz of Shabbos, if you go and you leave, you have to be busy with it on Shabbos. So it's better to do it on Shabbos. It's better to do it that way. What is the Bach saying? No, we paskin that you could get everything on Shabbos. But it's better to do it on Shabbos so you don't have to be busy with it. It's Eitzah Tov, it's not a Chiyuv, but it's Eitzah Tov, that's what he says. As the Bach ends, the Minig is to do it, but you don't have to do it. That's the Bach learns. The Taz learns another way. If you look at number 9, another explanation over here. The Taz says number 9, he brings different questions. He took Kasha, where I explained it, Elal Korach says the Taz, end of the first line. That's what he says. It means it's like this. He says, there is another sheet. The Taz says it in a much, it's a very long Taz, just brought the end. The Taz says over there like this. There's really three sheets over here. There's a sheet that you can leave everything for Shabbos. There's a sheet that says you can leave only two meals exactly. But there's a sheet that says you don't have to leave exactly two meals, you can have a little bit more than two meals. You have to be a bit simple. It doesn't have to be exactly so strict. You can be a little bit more lenient about it. Don't leave all the chametz, but you can leave some food. Just leave some chametz, whatever you need, and maybe a little bit more. So the Taz learns that that's the third sheet, that's the Mechlekes over here between the Gemaras, and the Rif is posketing that you can leave, not that you can leave everything. When the Rif says, that the Gemara says, oh, you can leave Chulin for Shabbos, then you can leave all the Chulin for Shabbos. You can leave the Chulin not to be so strict to leave only two meals. It's really similar to the Bach. The Bach says that what it means you can leave, it's really, you could leave if you want to, but better not to. The Taz says it's you can't, but you don't have, you're not so strict to do dafka two meals. So we have over here several ways to explain how do we put these two gemaras together. And does the Rif hold like the Rambam or not, basically? Because if you look, as we'll see in a moment. Number one is, you have the idea that the Rambam learns, the Rif argues in the Rambam. Machlekes, the Rambam holds you can leave only two meals. The Rif holds you can leave everything. Machlekes. The Rish Yosef learns, no. The Rif learns like the Rambam. And what it means, chuli, means leave only two meals. Comes the Bach and the Taz and the Bach, and they learn, no, he goes like the Rambam, but it means this has to be so, either you have Eitzah Tov, you can do it, or you don't have to be so strict about it. Right? And we know that halacha is usually with the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah goes with the Rambam. So if the Rif is like the Rambam, and you explain the Rif with this leniencies of the Bach, of the Taz, etc., so that applies to the Rambam as well. Right? Now, here is where we go to. Let's go into the Shulchan Aruch. How do we pass halacha l'maaseh? Shulchan Aruch says number 10, Arba so shechal liyois b'shabes, boitkin leil shloshasar. You have to do b'dika the night before. Sorry, mevarim hakoy lifnei Shabbos. Get rid of everything before Shabbos. You have to leave two meals. That's what Shulchan Aruch says, like the Rambam. You leave two meals. Here comes the big question. Oh, so Shashuz, we'll talk about next week. How do you do Shashuz? Big problem, because you can't eat after Chatzos, after the 6 hour. But the big question is, can I get rid? So, do I have to have two meals only? Very strictly two meals? Or does it have to be two meals only? That's the big question. The Shulchan Aruch just says leave two meals. How strict do you have to be about that? If you look at the Bir Halacha number 12, Bir Halacha, on the right side, he brings the Zohar Shteis to this, says the Bir Halacha, Nokat Shteinu Shum Dimidina Mechuyu Levar at Tzomach HaShabbos. Medina, you don't have to, two meals you can have in Vashar. If you can't eat no meal, because it's a Bir Halacha, Shteis to the Tzomach HaShabbos, that's all you need. Well, if you're going to give us the Beis, if I call it Kodu Chatzos, you can leave more than two. You can leave more than two. You want to eat on Erev Shabbos, you can do it. What is the Biur Halacha telling us? The Biur Halacha telling us it doesn't have to be Dafka 2 meals. It could be a little bit more if you want to. He says you can eat on Friday. Many learn from here. The Biur Halacha means to say it doesn't have to be Dafka 2 meals. Right? And here, all the Sfarim, there's several Sfarim that came out, which is called Purim Shulash, Ve'er Pesach Chal B'Shabbos, because that all always happens in the same year. Purim Shulash, it means Purim Yerushalayim is on Sunday, and Ve'er Pesach is on a Friday. Always happens when it comes together. So several, Chaim Zonofel already put out a sefer on that. And there's several others. All of them bring, when you look at the Rosh Terboch has his own, and many others, Karp has his own. When you go, there is a discussion, which is really poiskim of later generation, the big tshuvas. How much are you allowed to leave aside? Some say you must leave 2 meals, of 2 meals only, to be very strict. Eat only the meals, only the challah, so you can eat in the meal of Friday night and the meal of Shabbos day. That's it. But many, including Chazon Ish, says, no, you can eat more, similar to the Biur Halacha. You don't have to eat dafka. Based on what we learned, that is the whole discussion based on. Because the Shaila is, when it says to leave 2 meals, we have the Rambam. Rambam is basically with the Rif. If we sit together, the way the Bach learns, with the Taz learns, clearly he could leave more. According to the Bach, I say, it's a taiva, try to get rid of it. But I have to be so strict. Kutya Taz, that's the idea of the 2 meals. That I could do a little more. The Beis doesn't learn that way. Doesn't say anything about it. But the Beis just says the Rif is like the Rambam. And if we talk about Chulin, Chulin means only 2 meals. So, it may, or according to, let's say, the Ran, that the Rif argues in the Ramam. We know we have an indication. The Ramam just says to leave 2 meals. So one could say, maybe then you could say 2 meals means dafka 2 meals. The way the Bach and the Taz learn, you see clearly they learn a little bit more. So this is the source already for this discussion, Halacha. Unless the meaning of most is not to leave dafka 2 meals. You can leave a little bit more. Because Meikar, then I can eat also on Friday. I can have the Chametz over there as well. I don't have to get rid of every piece of chametz, but we try to get rid of, even if you want to go to Taz Nabach, you get rid of most of the chametz on Erev Pesach. You leave for yourself 2 meals, it doesn't have to be so strict. It could be a little bit more. You can eat Friday afternoon, you can eat in the night, you can eat before, you can have a little bit more than the actual specific 2 meals, even though some whole has to be dafka, the 2 meals only.
What's the beer?
Oh, Siv Beis. Zok the Shulchan Aruch. Siv Beis. This is really a Rishon Demotre.
Shabbos,
really. Well, when? What would you think?
You can do it right before Shabbos.
Before Shabbos, you just imagine. Surely it'll come before Shabbos. You do like a big Hilula, right? So the Shulchan Aruch see base toy levai ve Shabbos koydim chatzos. You should get rid of it early before chatzos. Meaning as before Shabbos. Now that means the fifth, as we do every year. Why? Kedei shelo yavol yitoy b'shar shon levai achar chatzos.
Because the mice,
you still have time, but you can add. You have chametz.
Yeah, but here you're gonna have chametz into Shabbos.
Right. But you burn the chametz at that same hour you always do.
But the whole suffix is because you're worried that you might. But the mice said,
you do it for that thing. The Ramah says over here is Shabbos Yivatloi. The one thing you do different, you do bitul chametz. Usually when you do bir chametz, you do bitul. This bitul is not really necessary, because the bitul of the night is enough. But the thing is, it's a good thing. So here you do the bitul of Shabbos. Well, I don't know, I'm going to have chametz. I'm not going to be fat to my chametz. I have chametz. If you look at the Mishnah over here, Mishnah tells us, see, base, koidim chatzoi is lav dafka. If you write soy, betchil shah shish, it's koidim shah shani. Means after the fifth hour. Over here, Shabbos, yivatlenu. Says the Mishnah Berurah, like once you evolve, ve'einu tzach levata be'ev shayash ad berurah. Don't say bitul when you do biur chametz on Friday. The soysev yitzarech levata be'ev mocha. He's going to have to do bitul the next day anyway. Shere choyz v'zoich v'apach v'shayat zol Shabbos. You have bread for Shabbos. V'yesh tachush shem yisham yisham me'amat. You have to say that you don't know, maybe there'll be a little crumbs left over. So that's what we said. We get rid of everything before Shabbos. That's what Paskin. You leave something for Shabbos. How much can you leave? We see that many hold, you can leave, not strictly the 2 things, you can leave a little bit more. Biur Halacha, you can leave it to even Friday afternoon if you want to, you're fine. Get a little bit more, just don't leave too much, and then you eat it, and when it comes Shabbos in the morning, you get, hopefully all the chametz is gone, and then you do Biur Chametz, and then you say Bitu Chametz. Then you do Bitu Chametz.
When do you say
Bitu? In the fifth hour of Shabbos. And this is about, after you finish your meal.
After you finish your meal, you say Bitu.
Yep.
So you can do one of those half of the Shabbos day, split the meal, Kiddush, and then it might...
That we'll get to next week.
Next week.
No, could, how do you do the Shah Shulis? Because that's the question. But regardless of what you do, you need to be out of Chometz in the fifth hour.
Right.
You know, you can't. You can't eat Chometz in the fourth hour.
Whatever Chometz you have, you flush down the toilet.
Oh, you can flush down the toilet.
Right.
So here you have over here... If you look at Siv Dalad over here, if you look at Siv Dalad, look at Siv Dalad ben Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Achar Shalcha b'Shabbes Zu Sud Shabbos." Now that you ate the meal in the morning. Again, Shalshus we'll get back to, but the Naramah, but get rid of whatever's on the tablecloth. She Achal Bo V'Kanech Akeres B'Tzmoy. Start try to clean a little bit the plates with your finger, because those days you couldn't really clean it. Doing right. V'Yitvani Minayin. Hide it. Im shai klei chametz. Put it into the place of klei chametz. V'im nishar pas, if there is bread, yochol litnoi legoy. Then you give it to a goy. Al menat shaloi lotzes boy. In order for him not to go with it out to Shus Rabbim. Because the problem is, when you give it to a goy to go to Shus Rabbim, there's an issue in Yichas Shabbos. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. You have a problem. The mamash giving is like, because if the goy is your shliach, you're sending it out to go, then you should not do. Shus Rabbim, then chayroma, the vidavayim won't do a little bit. Right? So one solution is you give it to a goy. Next evening, Shulchan Aruch, he says, "Im nisha chametz achar shochloi mevatloi." If there is chametz, if you have chametz, and I have no goy to get rid of it, and I can't put it in the bathroom for whatever reason.
You put it with the chametz that is going to be sold.
So he would be sold, or if you want to get rid of it, you're not selling. What does he say? Koy fealav kli al mutziyantu mevar. It's a little hard to do for people today are getting very nervous about that. You take the chametz, like a piece of bread, you put it on the side, you cover it with a little pot, and then on Moitzi Yantiv, which for us will be Monday night, you go and you burn it. Right? It won't work. And if we're going to have kids, if people will be nervous, the whole, can you imagine that piece? I have chametz over here. And your wife will go crazy. But then I said, that's the Ikar Halacha. To know that thing, you do bitul, you really yoitze that way. And here the Shulchan Aruch says in Sivov, before we get to the Mishmur over here, even though there will be nothing left. You finish it, you have one small piece, which most people, that's what we're going to have, as we'll see next week, the practical halachas. So someone's going to take a piece of bread, you have one small, little, tiny bread, you put it into, and your wife will make sure there will be no crumb that will fall. There will be no crumbs falling anywhere. You have no chametz at all. It says in Shulchan Aruch, tzorech levat l'chametz k'del shumat v'shar shem, you do bitu chametz. You always do bitu chametz. That's that. So the Mishnah Berurah over here, just in Siv Dal, when we get rid of the chametz, says the Mishnah Berurah, Yidar Amapo, Voice of Pirun Dakim, the small crumbs, the Kinuach HaKaris, Ein Tzach Lo Yitzir Mishusui. You don't have to get rid of it. Then Yidrosim Beruaglaim, you put it on the floor, and people walk on them, Umizbayim Aleim, they get rid of it, Umikol HaKotoy Shechav Dabay Lechak Hadi Hakum, Vimein Lohak Yuchad Be'atzol Dishinu Rebekah. He wants to say, again, going to the issues, how did they clean the house those days? It's a little hard to clean. Here is a very big yisoy. This has to do not dafka and er Pesach. This is a yisoy that everybody has to know. Because when we get to Pesach, people get very, very, very nervous. Right? The Mishmur tells us over here, there's a very easy way to do it. You take the little crumbs and you throw it on the floor and people walk at them and you're good. And you're fine. Now, obviously, you're talking those days where the floors were dirty and the food was really unedible right away. Okay, so by us, you want to sweep the floor and you want to put it in the garbage. But I'm saying, you don't have to get too nervous about having a little bit, a crumb here, a crumb there. You don't want to have any crumbs for Pesach, for sure. Especially if they're edible. But you see that the Mishnah Berurah took it, just get rid of it, just put it on the floor, people will walk on them. That's what he says. And then if you speak about the idea, give it to a goy, give it to Matar Gemurah, even though you're not allowed to give presents on Shabbos. Right? Every time you go to a Kiddush and they give you a present, they tell you, you should know, you should be koine, we koine before. So he says, Sharina Zeb Shabbos, the Tzorech, Mitzik, the Shaloy, Yachad, Meshosoy. Here we allow it. We allow to give a present on Shabbos to a goy. Usually, now like a present to a goy. Letzorich mitzvah allow. It's similar to what we have in goy and get. In Maseches Gittin, we're learning when a person is about to die, he gives his wife a get. Because of the mitzvah, he wants to give it. We allow him to do it, even though it is on Shabbos. And then he says over here the idea you should not take it out. And he says you be careful not to give it to the goy, take it out. And then the Mishmur concludes, Shus Rabbi, the Kamei Steinu, the Shvus, Mutar Filu Malo Be'edyo. Now it's Karmel, whatever, it's not really Shus Rabbi, there's no issue. And by us, all our streets are Karmelis. So now we're Shus Rabbi, as Mishmur himself points out. So to give it to a goy today is really not an issue. You give it to the Shikta, and she takes it, it's hers, it's fine, there's no issue at all. She can keep it, she can even have it with you in your house, as long as it belongs to her. You know, obviously, you don't like to put the chametz in front of your eyes, but that's what you do. So basically, what we learned today is that the main sugya that we're focused on is how much can you leave for Shabbos? That's really the question. We learned that there's a minhag, there's some place in the hold, you can leave for Shabbos mamish, betzimtzum mamish for the two meals. You can't have more chametz. But we saw the mikravis and the rishonim and the gemara, based on how the Biur Halacha learns and others, that lav dafka means you try to get rid of all the chametz before Shabbos, leave some for the meal, for the two meals of Shabbos, but you could leave a little bit more. It doesn't have to be bedavka, there's so much betzimtzum, it's fine. You can leave a little bit more. And then on Shabbos, you finish it, get rid of the chametz, if whatever is left, either by giving to a guy, we said by us you can throw it to the you can put it down the toilet, or the Mishura says just throw it in a place where it can be unedible, very very small, but you get rid of it. If you still have a big chametz and for some reason you can't get rid of it, mikaradin, you can put it in a kli, do a bitul and burn it in Mortz Yomtiv. Obviously we try to avoid that as much as possible, and then you do bitul chametz on Shabbos. Beis Hashem will come back next week to learn all the practical halachas of the shalashudis. And mainly the Shal Shudas, but then the whole idea of Tais Bechayrus and everything else that has to do with the Pesach has to apply in this year. Okay.
You really only have to follow because the